And now a scene from last week's It's a Show.
So she knows how to cut a rug?
She brings all the boys to the yard, her milkshakes do.
Oh, God.
You were worried about him seeing the penis on, and then you bring him to the yard with the boys and the shakes.
No kidding around. Take no prisoners. Episode 16 of It's a Show.
Right off the top, what happened to the grease board? You had the grease board all the time, and we never used it effectively.
I know. We've never, ever used it, ever. And I'm surprised you even knew it was there.
I saw it every time, and I thought, this is a great idea. We're going to be organized and take care of stuff.
And I was going to hang it up, and we could write with the invisible pens or the erasable
pens.
How
fun would that be? The thing we need it for is the guests, because we're racked and stacked, and we're not getting any of these people on the air.
That's right.
Uncle Dwayne can't make it today. We were going to have Dwayne Steele on for the What the Hell Is This Song About segment and catch up with his life and times, but he would like a little studying time.
What's there to study?
He wants to do an in-depth look at the song that we're going to feature so that he has some really good insights. He doesn't want to blow that.
He doesn't have a clue what song we're doing, does he?
He's a professional. No, he's open to, who's the Ryan and Ken show? That was a good logo. Where did that go?
We're not changing logos. Brand man. Okay. Look at this.
What am I looking at?
Popularity, look at that. Episode 10, The Craig Ferguson Experience on iTunes. Look, we got full bars.
Full bars? How do you get full bars?
I have no idea. But that's impressive.
That is impressive. Now, the other thing, too, I got to get back to the grease board. You're distracting me. The first six episodes aren't available on the iTunes. Is that right?
I got it. Yes, you're correct. I got to get that on the new site. Because remember we had that switcheroony back in the new year in January?
Yeah.
Went from one site to another.
Yeah, we were on a pod something and now we're on the pod other. Yeah. Pod bean or something.
So the goal is to slowly transfer everything over. And it has been a slow process because we're only allowed a certain amount of space per month.
Okay.
You see what I'm throwing down?
Yeah.
So
we got to be shorter.
It'll be a gradual switch over. I know it's
okay. The only reason I bring it up is because
people are asking.
We have a rock star fan, Brady Sim, and he's crushed everything. He's going, I can't even handle it. I want to know the backstory. Where did this all start? And so people can't reach back in time.
I gotcha. We'll work on that as we roll with this podcast. Did you say it was episode 16 or 17?
Isn't it 16?
No, it's clearly 17. That's why I was looking, because I was like, something's not right here.
Are we at 17?
It's hard to believe.
Wow. Okay, this is episode 17 of It's a Show. All right, the grease board. Are we going to put it in play?
We can, yes.
Because, okay, so we've got Dwayne Steele to get on. We're still pursuing Kim Mitchell, the relentless pursuit of Kim Mitchell to get him on for a guest. Then we got Randy Bolton.
Superstar.
And I phoned her. I did talk to her on the phone last week, and she's okay to do it. Her throat was really sore, and I didn't want to tax the situation, so I gave her a bye. If that makes sense. Okay, so lots on the agenda. So the grease board, is that going to happen right now, or are we going to do that at the break?
I forget what this guy's name is. He's had 3, 4, 5, 6 name changes in the past 2 weeks.
This is the artist now known as Louie, formerly Scooby Sway.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
Scooby Sway.
Been kind of quiet.
I love Scooby Sway. Scooby Sway Louie. Louie Scooby Sway. Sway.
Yeah. Okay.
She's behind Terry Clark if you want to go back there. Careful.
Oh, is it?
She had tacos.
Okay.
Here we go.
That's and then I gotta find the markers.
There's one on the floor.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, hang on a
second. It is hot in here. Is it just me?
It's a little bit warm.
Yeah, why is it 23 degrees in here?
Because it's 25 outside.
Holy Dinah. And I turned the heat down in the middle of the night because I was like, why is it 3 in the morning? I'm sweating to death.
Okay, It's a Show podcast with Gia and Sparky. Twitter, It's a Show pod. We got all the info up here. We're on iTunes.
Feel free to just scratch that all out.
Do we have a brush, or do I get?
I got a brush.
Okay, because I don't want to get my hands all mucked up. Where am I going to put this? I don't want to spill the beer.
I don't know what to do. I'm always in the dark. I'm living in a powder keg, giving off a spark.
Now your mic is blocked.
Forever's gonna start tonight.
Look what I picked up on the weekend.
What?
A calendar.
Oh, an Oilers girl calendar. Don't look, Louis.
Okay, so here we go.
Randy Bolton. Karma's gonna get ya. It's coming to get ya. Yeah. Karma's coming to get you. It's coming to get you. I love that song. I really love that song. Digging it.
Uncle Dwayne.
Oh, because I'm stuck. Stuck on your love.
Yeah, we're going to montage. Like we heard one of his songs on the way over here, coincidentally. It was awesome.
What song was it?
Leaving Made Easy.
Ooh, that's a good one.
She ought to write a book.
Called Leaving Made Easy, because you do it so well.
Well,
yes.
Leaving Made Easy, remember yes. that?
It's classic.
Uncle Dwayne. Who else is on there? Kim Mitchell.
I Am a Wild Party.
What about
Leo Parry? He doesn't have a song, but
is he on the board still?
Oh, he's got the goods.
He's got the beers.
Leo.
Because I'm stuck. Stuck on your love.
Okay.
So what do you want? What are you feeling for Randy Bolton? So Randy Bolton or Dwayne, I think we should get Dwayne, even though I told Randy we'd call this week.
So I'm gonna call this week. I'm putting on here. Call this week.
So we could even call her on the show.
Why don't we call her on the show?
We could.
We got to pick a song for Dwayne.
Right. For what the hell is the song about?
You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon.
That's an interesting song.
Striking a chord with me.
Do it.
I can call you Dave. When you call me,
you wanted to do some obscure Bob Dylan song, and then he had an epiphany that maybe people wouldn't get that. And I let him draw his own conclusion. It was pretty awesome.
I do like a You Can Call Me Now. Call me now.
Yeah, so we're in the singing mood this week. And then
Kim Mitchell. Where are we at with the Kim Mitchell sitch? Did you or did you not reach out to Sutherland?
We can do it right now. He's your friend. He's not my friend.
He's a friend of the show. We did the show. He liked you as much as he liked me. Come on.
You have his number, his email. You have his...
Okay, I'm going to try Kim Mitchell one more time. I'll take a bullet for the show, and I'll reach out one more time.
You're two degrees you know of separation.
Okay, here's the other thing. Sparky's schedule.
Oh, yes.
Because you are very hard to pin down.
Well, then you asked for this week or... And you suggested Monday, Tuesday. I was like, Monday, Tuesday was never an option.
It's never an option. So are you a Wednesday, Friday guy?
Wednesday, Friday.
That's it?
That's all I can do for you.
Wednesday, Friday.
I'm very busy saving the world.
Okay. Leo. You want to get Leo on sooner than later?
Yes.
I want to drink some beer.
Yes.
That might be good for this Friday.
No, there is all sorts of good ideas coming from that grease board.
Okay, I'll ask him Friday because I do all the heavy lifting with the schedule.
I was just going to tweet him.
Okay, tweet him. That's good. Okay, so now we got a plan. This is good. Feeling better about life.
Don't forget to write that in your new fancy book there.
My agenda. I got all my show notes in there. I copied some from the notebook on the phone, and we're ready to roll. You know how we do our It's a Show shoutouts?
Yes.
I was toying with changing the name of that feature to Who's Awesome? You're Awesome.
Love it. Signed, sealed, delivered.
And you know what? I have to admit, I stole the idea from from a plumber. Check it. So this is what we saw in traffic.
Oh, I can't see behind the cracked glass of your iPhone. That's been that way forever.
Hang
that
on.
Day.
Here it is.
What's awesome? You're awesome. And he's pointing at you.
Yeah, love and it. It's the back of the plumbing van. Like, is that made me laugh all the live long day the other day.
When's Leo coming? Friday?
Mr. Louvs. He's coming if we can get him in. Anything to say, Scooby Sway? What's on your mind? Anything good on your mind? Let's go to you right off the top.
Nothing's really happening with me, but we had my sister presented a paper at her college yesterday.
Yeah, that was fun.
I didn't understand.
My daughter, I had this revelation that my daughter is this much smarter than her father.
He's making a gesture with his
like
arms.
Like this.
Careful, you'll dislocate something back there.
I'm telling you, man, she's an impressive, intellectual young lady. She did a paper on something... with Sigmund Freud and
the guy from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, I don't know what that means. No, it was about Sigmund Freud.
He got eaten by a lion.
I can't talk to you guys about intelligence stuff. It's not going to work.
I don't know what's happening.
Anyway, so she presented this paper in front of all of us and it was deep and then my wife was with me and she reminded me of how educated she is. She started having a debate and asking Kaylin questions at the end of the thing, and it was amazing. Very impressive. I live with some smart ladies.
I'll ring my bell to that.
Oh, somebody asked about the bell. What's with the bell?
Who asked about the bell?
I think it was Brady Sim, and then somebody else did too.
Yay or nay about the bell?
I couldn't tell.
Did they miss
the
bell?
They were ambidextrous about it, and so I couldn't.
That's not the correct word for that situation.
And
it's
back. At the sound of the bell, you are correct. Goals for It's a Show. We have been lax in goal setting and achieving, mostly in the achieving part. We need to set a new goal. What are we going to do?
I think our goal should be that we use the grease board on a regular basis.
Yes, that's a good goal. And if we do that, we get the drink.
That's right.
You'll do that anyway.
How about this? This is ripped off of Jimmy Fallon. Remember we talked about the water game?
Love Jimmy Fallon.
What if we play war, a card game of war, and we have to do this when we do the taping on Friday so we can have a few and it's not going to get in the way of our week. So every hand, whoever loses, has to drink. So it's war.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'd be good.
And I don't have far to stumble home, so I'm down.
Yeah.
Down with that.
You got that happening. Diddy war Kong. For drinks, it's called. It's a show exclusive, War for Drinks.
So now I need...
War against your liver.
Since we're on the Fallon topic, I got to play some clips that I stumbled across this week from his show. Now, first of all, I want your guys' thoughts on this clip.
This is great. I watch the Today Show every morning. I love it. It's my favorite show besides our show. And this morning they did a segment with a handyman, and they were talking about how to secure a rug to the floor. I think that... That's what they were talking about. I don't know. Let's look at it.
All you can do is take acrylic latex caulk.
Mm-hmm.
That's so a lot of caulk. Yeah, that's a lot of caulk there, so you don't want too much. That's a lot of caulk. A lot of caulk there.
It's like at 8 in the morning.
It's 8 in the morning. They can do that nothing about your handy. You're a handyman, right?
Yeah, I'm a handyman.
You're a handyman. You know, so you've handled some caulk in your life, right?
I love caulk.
Yeah.
You know what I say? I say if you got a crack,
yep,
fill it with caulk.
There you go.
All right. Funny enough, but I want your opinion on is he's the new host of The Tonight Show. The Tonight Show has some like a class factor
right,
to it.
Yeah.
That is something that Howard Stern would do or did do in New York when he was on WNBC, that kind of thing. So what do you think? Did he have to go there? I mean, it was funny.
It's very Craig Ferguson-esque. Mm-hmm. You know what? Here's what I think. Yes, The Tonight Show has history and it's got all its greats, right? But this is 2014. It's a new era of The Tonight Show.
So you don't think that was over the line?
I think it was just fine.
Not distasteful?
No.
How about you?
My headphones didn't pick up any of that audio, so... Continue talking amongst yourselves.
Didn't hear the clip. Okay, so let's go to the next clip. And which one is it? You're going to choose the wrong one.
Is it the one about cats or the non-cat one?
The cat one. This is classic.
This really made me laugh here. This week, a family in Oregon had to call the police. They had to call 911 because their 22-pound cat tried to attack them and then cornered them in a bedroom. Do we have the 911 call? Listen to this.
He's charging us. He's at our door, bedroom door.
Okay. One moment, okay?
The cops arrived. They used a very advanced technique to end the standoff. They rang the doorbell. And there you go. Yeah, he's under the bed now. You'll be fine. Can you imagine that? A cat cornered them in their bedroom. That's right. The family said that they would have left through the window, but their hamster was blocking the way. And they're like, going somewhere? Where do you think you're going? Excuse me. Everything okay, yeah? Their dog was standing over there with the butterfly knife. Too bad it looks like somebody cut the phone line, huh? How you guys doing? You doing all right?
Yeah.
Rough pets at that, but yeah.
Rough pet neighborhood.
Yeah. Goldfish was like, don't mess with me. Don't even look at me. Don't even look at me right now. Let me go in this castle and hang out.
He cracks me up, man. That's hilarious. Now, I think the other clip, I came bearing three clips this week from Fallon, and I think this one is just, I just liked it because it's nonstop funny right from start to finish.
This is a little bittersweet. I saw that my man Tom Bergeron is stepping down as host of America's Funniest Home Videos after 13 years. I mean, can you I like that guy. Can you imagine America's Funniest Home Videos without Tom Bergeron?
No.
I mean, it would be like, YouTube.
Freeze.
You guys, do you remember that Carnival cruise that got stranded in the Gulf of Mexico last year? Well, now, get this. I read that passengers from that cruise are suing for $5,000 a month for the rest of their lives because of pain and suffering. Then people who watched this season of The Bachelor were like, hey, can we get in on that? Because I'm wasting my... Juan Pablo. Did you see this... In a new interview, Shaquille O'Neal said that he spends $1,000 a week downloading new apps. Oh, then again, you'd buy a lot of apps, too, if your index finger was 4 feet wide. It's like,
I'm just trying to call my mom. I'm just trying to call my mom. I already have Angry Birds. I already have it. I just downloaded it again.
Cracks me up.
Could you imagine trying to type in the password? I have a hard enough time.
Yeah.
My finger's too big.
I saw a picture of Andre the Giant from WWF back in the day.
Didn't he have to poop in bathtubs?
Just speculation. Jeez, Louise. But he was choking the announcer from WWF, and his hands, like, he made the guy's head look like a pin. Unreal how massive that dude was.
Ridiculous.
Okay, Sparky's enamoring me with his TweetDeck, Hootsuite, or whatever is happening here.
TweetDeck is the place to be if you got multiple accounts like I do.
Wow.
You've got different columns and things. So I've got my feed, I've got the work feed, I've got this feed, I've got the kids help phone feed that I'm a part of.
Got a compliment from the kids help phone organization. They're loving the tweets.
I've got different hashtags that I follow. Hashtag not really. Hashtag seriously. but it can be a little...
daunting. It's starting to get full. It's almost like you need two tweet decks now.
There's only 14 columns. No big deal.
Oh. This is a busy man we're dealing with. I almost got you hooked up with a new client, so I'm
working on that. Oh, snap-a-doodle-doo.
Yep, and one that pays, which will be different than the rest.
Earlier, I tweeted on the It's a Show Twitter, which you can follow on It's a Show Pod. You know, a couple of videos that are kind of making it big on the internet these days. Have you heard about the whole Kevin Spacey, Rob Ford situation?
Yes.
What's up with that? I hate Rob Ford so much. I don't even want to talk about it.
Right before we came over here, I watched a new video on Twitter with Rob Ford swearing and acting like an idiot in front of a child, a 13-year-old who wanted his autograph.
He's the worst.
He's an idiot.
So I think the...
So yeah, so now this was on their Ford Nation show. They were calling out Spacey and saying that he was not nice because he was sharing the green room with Rob Ford when he went on Kimmel's show. So the Ford brothers, the two stooges,
the goons,
went off on him. And then I guess Kevin Spacey tweeted back a picture of him Photoshop between the boys on their Ford Nation set, which is kind of funny.
Because according to the Ford brothers, Kevin Spacey won't take photos with anybody, but Kevin Spacey's like, hey, look at this. I don't know. Ever since Kevin Spacey's my new BFF, Rob Ford and his brother, Doug, Bob, McKenzie, or whatever his name is, can go away. And I hope, Ontario, if you're listening, do not vote them in, please.
Yeah, please.
I'm tired of this.
And we get he's got a strong fiscal record and he's a good city manager, maybe. But, I mean, the guy is sideways and sometimes you got to learn a lesson. You got to, you know, get kicked off the throne. And then if he makes his way back up there, he does. But don't vote him back in right away. Teach him a lesson.
This is officially a Rob Ford free zone.
That deserves a bell. Sting, the Sting. Last week on the show, we talked about the Sting, and you guys don't know anything about the Sting.
What's the Sting?
The movie.
Oh, right. What's I thought you meant the band or the guy.
Paul Newman, Robert Redford. And I wanted to play a song from that soundtrack that you would recognize, even you. It's called The Entertainer. Marvin Hamlisch. The great Marvin Hamlisch.
Oh, that song. I know that song.
See? Iconic song.
Yes.
They got The Entertainer played by the late, great Chet Atkins, which would be awesome. Marvin Hamlisch, man, he's a pretty cool guy. Can you pull him up on Wikipedia for a minute? Marvin Hamlisch, one of only 12 people to win an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony, also known as an EGOT. He's one of 10 people to win 3 or more Oscars in one night and the only non-director screenwriter to do so. He's one of only 2 people to have won those 4 prizes and a Pulitzer Prize. Hamlisch also won 2 Golden Globes in his career. I read the other day UFO sightings are up in Canada specifically.
So a fake thing has happened more.
I saw a UFO on my way to work. I've always believed in them. I always wanted to see one. I did. It was about 2 years ago now, driving in, and no other kind of craft could make these kind of maneuvers. And it was like a half a mile in front of me in the sky. It's crazy.
Saw another one in our backyard once. It's kind of funny. I did. It's kind of funny how you are the only one who ever sees them ever.
Did you tell anybody? Did you call in the news tip? At 585 News, N-E-W-S.
No, I did not.
We're making fun of you.
Yeah, you want to make fun of someone, make fun of me, because you know what I did on Friday? Friday was a gorgeous sunny day. It was plus who knows what. Things were melting. The streets were a disaster.
Yeah.
However, one street that I frequent was 90% dry. So I thought, hey, hit up the car wash. Why not? This street's dry. The rest of the city is dry. Go to the car wash just like everybody else.
Yeah, so you waited for a while.
So I did that. It was, I think it was $10 when it was all said and done, because I didn't wait for the automatic. I went in to give it a good old rinse and mud flaps and the floor mats too, right? I wanted to wash those off. So I washed that up, got a new air freshener called Energy, which I love, and clean car. Everyone's happy. Then I decide, oh, it's a nice day. I have the afternoon off. Maybe I'll go check out the local ski hill. A little bit of snow left. I've never been there before.
Right. I've never been there.
Well, the road is a disaster. It's a muddy disaster. And I was like mud bogging, and I was like, well, there goes the $10 car wash. So then I decided that skiing was a bad idea because the hill looked atrocious.
Yeah.
People were still skiing, but I was like, no, I was like, this does not look fun.
That's funny.
So I leave up the mud hill again because we had to go down into the river valley. I had to go back up. Anyways, I've got a muddy vehicle. And I was like, you know what? I don't want this to cake on, so I'll go to the car wash again. I can't believe I went to the car wash a second time and spent $7, because then I was driving home. The whole city is a mess. This one street just happened to be dry. The whole city's a disaster.
There's a sweet spot, but I understand, because I've been thinking. I tweeted that the other day. I'm itching to wash
my
car.
Don't do it. It is not worth it.
I really, really hate this season.
And then I saw the sweetest thing happen this afternoon. I'm driving to go to the grocery store to pick up a few things, and I'm driving down a two-laner. I'm going towards the store, and you know the right lane? That's the sketchy wet lane. That's the puddle lane.
Because there's a lot of snowbanks still on the side.
That's the tsunami lane, as you call it.
Yeah.
And there was a car traveling side by side. One had its window down. This the one on the right, the puddle lane, splashed this massive puddle onto the car in the left lane with the window open, and it was really awesome. And I could see the lady, because I caught up with her, and she was like, you know, making that look. She's like, I'm wet, and it was disgusting because it was a wicked puddle. So that was hilarious.
That's great.
I was like, oh, that's
rich. I never get to see stuff like that. Oh, so that's good. Awesome.
So do not wash your cars for another week or so.
I saw on Twitter that you said somebody flipped you off.
Yeah, a biker.
A biker
on
like
a bicycle. He likes to ride his bicycle. I think maybe.
I saw a dude, man. I'm sorry that happened to you, by the way. I saw a dude riding a sweet chopper bicycle. Full on chopper, and on the back with the, you know, the banana seat.
Yeah.
And this guy was like 48, 50.
Legit.
A legit biker.
Born to be wild.
On the back thing behind the banana seat that went up into the air, like whatever it's called, he had two knives, like real knives, crossed knives. Oh, and I'm going, this guy is for serious.
That's a nightmare.
I had to wait for him to get across as I was turning into this parking lot of the grocery store, and I had to wait for him to move by, and I didn't want to agitate him because I don't know what he's going to do with the knives.
We live in a lawless barbarian community called Canada.
I was in Edmonton on the weekend, and I was kind of taking the long way to the mall through neighborhoods because I wasn't sure where I was going.
Right.
Because they've built where there used to be no LRT track is now an LRT track.
Right.
So I'm trying to navigate this situation. And we turned down this one neighborhood. Well, the apartment building looked like it's in shambles, and this one vehicle had its hood propped open with a hockey stick. Another like gangster Escalade, black Escalade with a gold grill, had a back window open. I was like, this looks like it's dangerous. My friend's like, not a good idea to leave the window open when it's all muddy in the streets. I'm like, I don't think that was intentional. Thanks. Maybe there was a shootout.
Okay. You brought up Escalade. Now, that's the one vehicle that when I see, and I know some people that are good people that have these, but en masse, when I see an Escalade, I think dick.
Yeah.
For some reason, it pushes my buttons. If you drive an Escalade, I think you're too cool for the rest of us.
I think so. I agree.
Is that the same as you?
I don't like the Escalades.
No. Like, and I mean, the BMW used to do that to me now, but now they're like VW Rabbits. They're everywhere.
And Stacy's mom might have it going on, but she should not be driving an Escalade.
What do you guys think of Priuses then?
Priuses? Ah, I'm fine with the Prius. I interviewed Larry Hagman, J.R. Ewing, before his untimely passing, and he drives a Prius. So if it's good enough for J.R., it's good enough for me.
We're talking about the car.
The car.
There's nothing wrong with a Prius. That's just what I'm saying. Car.
It looks like a lunchbox.
No, man. Those things that I showed you the other day, that thing's a square.
Speaking of things that are coming up, like current events and stuff, that's a shitty segue.
That's pretty good.
At least you admit it.
St. Yeah. Patrick's Day is coming up. Oh, and something Jesus. Interesting that we learned today is happening on St. Patrick's Day. Are you going to continue or?
Not sure. What is it? What did we learn?
You can take a break from Lent, apparently, on St. Patrick's Day.
What? Right. It's called Lenten abstinence, and it's a thing.
This doesn't...
On the National Post. Go on the National Post.
I don't like the sounds of this.
National Post, and then scroll. You're scrolling three quarters of the way down. Boom, 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 boom.
Together, or Thrasha.
Okay, go right to the bottom, and you're going
to
see
a
Guinness glass. A couple of glasses of Guinness, and that's where the story lies.
Wait.
When I was growing up in Ireland in the 80s, St. Patrick's Day meant two things. A day off school and a break from Lenten abstinence. Back then, most Irish kids were expected to give up chocolate or potato chips or even all types of candy for Lent. It was always a struggle for a sweet tooth like me, but on Paddy's Day, and you're supposed to say Paddy with D's, you never say Paddy with T's, all could be forgiven. Chocolate for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It was like a halftime break in the slog of Lent. So that was the thing, and it applied to grown-ups too who were on Lent for alcohol.
And? So are you going to do it?
Well, what do you think?
I think you're going to do it.
I was originally against it because we have the bet.
Yeah, but the bet would be put on hold.
Yeah, the bet would be put on hold as Lent is put on hold. Also, I did some math. It's like, 12 days into Lent is when St. Patrick's Day happens? Something like
12
that.
12 days, that's all we're into this.
Jeez. Yeah.
11
so
as of today.
I figured the worst is ahead of us. 28 days or whatever. So
Pepsi Next came out and I got my hands on some of this amazing beverage and 30% less sugar. Love it. Still tastes like Pepsi. And I want to know, so I got a case at home. Are you going to kill a case on Monday or are you going to go for one?
Oh, you're not going to see it ever again.
Oh, seriously.
He's taking it hostage.
See, have you had this spark?
Have not heard of Pepsi Next.
Oh, man, this is the newest thing now. And I got it at, I got two cases for $8, so
sounds,
$4 a case.
Standard, yeah.
Yeah. And
sweetened naturally, 30% less sugar, and I do like Pepsi. And why am I on the Australian site? That's
I'm not
odd.
Sure how you made that happen. But it is sweetened with stevia, which is a magical non-chemical thing, I think.
Right.
My wife found years ago, put in her coffee. And so she's all on board with the Stevia Sweetened Pepsi Next.
So you know what we should do for the next episode? We should do the Pepsi Taste Challenge.
Yeah.
Everybody but me.
No, you can't do it, right? Yeah, but that'd be good. And maybe our guest star or whoever, we blindfold and we fill a little Dixie cups.
Yeah.
And then you tell us if it's real Pepsi or Pepsi Next.
I did the Pepsi Challenge at the Grey Cup in Regina last year.
Was it fun?
I think I failed. And I think I felt, I think I made the Pepsi guy feel bad because I didn't pick his product. I thought I knew. Pepsi's actually my choice.
Yeah, I could tell Pepsi and Coke easy.
Well, I thought I could.
I could.
You could? Of course you could. Not today, though. Maybe tomorrow. Shamrock Shakes. Let's discuss.
Had one yesterday.
You did?
Yep.
It was good.
My third or fourth.
Dude.
This is the best story ever.
I can only go as high or as big as a medium, and even then I'm...
Yeah,
I can't take a lot of it.
Because the mediums are large.
I can't take a lot of that Shamrock Shake because then it makes me feel all in the stomach, not good.
Is it minty?
It's minty. The one I had yesterday was extra minty.
Mint is supposed to be good for the stomach.
It's a really good going down, but then when it sits there and mixes with the...
Juices?
Yeah,
oh, no.
That's maybe that's good. Just me, though. Maybe that's my body saying stop.
Stop with the shakes. So we all convene on the McDonald's because Harry... is on Lent for milkshakes. That's my daughter's boyfriend. So we're always trying to taunt each other. So he puts cookies in front of my doorway and Smarties under my pillow and all this. So I said, okay, that's it. We're going for shakes and we're going to drink them right in front of him. So we all meet after work and school at the McDonald's.
Yeah.
And beautiful day, blah, blah, blah. Probably the same day you went monster mudding with your car after washing it. And we're hanging out at the McDonald's. We talk in the parking lot. Okay. And then Sawyer and Abe figure they're going to have something else to eat for supper. Mm-hmm. So we're preparing the list. We go in there. We're standing around. And I said, okay, 5 Shamrock Shakes, please. I want to start the order or whatever. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry. We're out of shakes.
No.
Out of milk.
Out of milk.
What?
And I go, what are you talking about? And then so I go, okay, I roll. Then we roll out of the parking lot and we decide, okay, we're going to try it one more time. We'll go down Gates Avenue South, get to the next place. We all pile out of our vehicles, two different vehicles because we met there from different places.
Yeah.
And we go in there and stuff. And I go, yep, we have five Shamrock Shakes, please. And he kind of raises his eye, a little Filipino guy raises his eyebrow, just a hair. And I spotted it right away. And I'm going, I can tell what's going to happen next. So he turns around, he works the handle on the machine a couple times. Then he lifts the lid and he goes, I'm sorry, we don't have any shakes.
Oh, what?
And I'm going, seriously, guy, I have been alive for a long time. I have never, ever been shut out at the Shamrock Shake Station. I could not even handle it. I'm going. And so I haven't had one.
Yeah.
And now tomorrow's St. Patty's Day. We got
to
do it.
This happened to me, I think, earlier this past week. I went to one location, no milkshakes. And I was like, all right, that's weird. If anything, you should run out of it. It's like the parfaits or the apple pies, not a milkshake.
But it's St. Patty's. Like, we know it's going to be popular. So take over some of the other flavors.
Yeah.
Kill the strawberry.
Buy two cows and put them in the back.
What flavors do they have? Just chocolate vanilla?
Strawberry and
vanilla. Kill the strawberry and replace it.
But I think it's the cream, like the milkshake, and then they add in the flavor as it pours out, I think.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
I don't think it's like three separate compartments, you know what I mean?
Jessica Ahoy would know. Check with her.
But like McDonald's running out of milkshakes, that should not happen. Three things that they're known for is their burgers, their fries, and their milkshakes.
Yeah. I know. It's not rocket science, people.
So
stock up your shit. And then Jessica, I tweeted a couple of days ago, she's at the gym and she's on a rant about people grunting.
Oh.
She doesn't like it when the guys grunt. If you're grunting that much, it's too much weight for you. Stop. That's her.
You were going to the gym. How's that going for you?
Well, according to what I saw in the mirror this morning out of the shower, not very damn well. I did have 200 drinks with Dwayne Steele yesterday, but I'm starting to get into the routine, and I met an MMA fighter there at the gym.
His name is not intimidating at all.
His name is Wolfgang. Could we Google him? I meant to Google Wolfgang. He's a full time. That's what he does full time. He doesn't have a day job, nothing. Just trains to fight. That's it. And he's a personal trainer and nutritionist too. So. And because I told him kind of what I was eating and everything, and he said, no.
Of course.
It's all wrong.
Well, what do you eat?
Well, I get out of bed at 3 in the morning, so at 4 o'clock, around 3:45, I have a bowl of cereal.
Yeah, and that's not good?
With almond milk. He said you shouldn't eat till 5. I'm going, what? 5? And then he said on days you don't work out, you got to slam more protein than you do on the days you are working out, which I didn't think made sense, but I guess that's what you got
to
do.
Yeah. I need to hook my wagon to one of these people. Tell me what I need to do, and I'll do it.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do so that I don't do it.
Yeah. And he said the big secret, like they all say, is be prepared. Like have your meals prepared ahead of time.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a Sunday is a work day.
I've seen that, yeah.
You got to get stuff ready, and then all of a sudden you're a rock star all week because you're prepared. I just know that summer's coming up, man, and like I haven't taken my shirt off in the summer for 15 years, 20. New list online of 75 interesting celebrity facts you may not have heard. So I got a couple here that you might like, you guys. Tim Allen, arrested in 1978 for possession of 1.4 pounds of cocaine. 1.4 pounds! And he went to jail for 2 years.
Really?
Buzz Lightyear was in the joint for 2 years.
Tim the Toolman Taylor.
On his 20th birthday, Bill Murray was arrested at a Chicago airport for trying to smuggle 10 pounds of marijuana onto a plane.
I'm not surprised. It was worth 20 grand.
Like, how would you do that? Like, it's a dumb move. Madonna, when she moved to New York City, she worked at Dunkin' Donuts. She got fired because she squirted jelly on a customer.
Oh, geez. Express yourself.
Nicolas Cage once bought a pet octopus, supposedly because he thought it would help his acting.
I don't see
There's
that
nothing that can help Nick Cage's acting.
Elvis was a natural blonde. Nick Cage married Elvis's daughter, as we all remember. Lisa Marie Presley, they were married. Elvis was a natural blonde. He began dyeing his hair black in high school.
Because that's what you got to do.
I didn't know that. Steve Jobs used to relieve stress by soaking his feet in Apple's company toilets.
Apple's company toilets.
They must be.
What?
Nicer than normal toilets,
oh my
I guess.
God.
Dennis Rodman has 28 siblings.
What? No. I don't know why I'm doubting you, but I'm going to look
it up.
It's on
this paper.
Come on. I don't know who Dennis Rodman is.
What?
What? Dennis Rodman?
You would.
He's the guy who's going to save us from North Korea.
Look at him. Look at that guy.
Okay, what's it say?
Get real.
Born in Trenton, New Jersey.
He has either 26 or 28 siblings on his father's side. However, Rodman himself say that he's the oldest of a total of 47 children. Oh, my Lord. Someone needs to put a clamp on that situation.
Rob Lowe is deaf in his right ear, maybe from an undiagnosed case of the mumps when he was a baby. So get your children checked. And Matthew McConaughey is terrified of revolving doors.
Well, all right, all right, all right.
Nice.
The good one, Spark. Good impression.
Well, the doors can be a little tricky. The one in the Edmonton airport, oh, man. The sensor, and it's like, please keep moving. It's like, what? You got your luggage and you're tripping over yourself because you're panicked, and it's like, please keep moving. I'm like, I can't move.
Stop
shouting.
Please.
Oh, man. How about a love life update?
Love life update.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl.
I don't understand. Things were going so great. What happened? Something must have happened.
It's not you. It's me.
When you're hot, you're hot.
You're giving me the it's not you, it's me routine? I invented it's not you, it's me. Nobody tells me it's them, not me. If it's anybody, it's me.
All right. George, it's you.
You're damn right it's me.
I'm going to the texts.
Oh, we got text action.
Text update.
Is this from Tinder?
This is a Tinder girl. So she, earlier today, about 7-ish, she writes, I was going to see if you wanted to grab a coffee, but I end up having to work a 12-hour shift, and I got threw up on, so I need to go home and shower. But if you're free this week or this weekend, I am working nearby. And then I responded, ha, 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 gross. And then she's like, yeah, it wasn't pleasant. The worst day ever. And then the guy's wife got mad at me because he threw up when I rolled him. Like, really? Hashtag nurse problems.
Oh, yikes.
So we'll have a better update next week. Someone on Match actually the other day said they were interested, so I shot a message. They're from Three Hills, wherever that is.
Oh, yeah. That's over yonder. East. I don't
know, is that close?
East.
Close,
it's
far?
Not, it's not that far.
Near, far,
it's where Marilyn Kirkby is from.
It was a potential earlier this afternoon, but then I went to a movie and
yeah,
didn't care about life for two hours.
You escaped. And what movie did you see? Snakes on a Plane.
One Stop. Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson. One is going to kill everyone.
Nonstop. Nonstop. Yeah, nonstop.
Right. When you say one stop, I'm thinking of like a convenience store or something.
It was really good. I liked it.
Because this got bashed. Like when you told me that earlier that you saw that movie, and I'm going, oh, no. And I thought there was going to be a story. But
Who's bashing it?
Everybody. All the critics say it's terrible.
All the critics. What do they know?
Okay. So
people are. It's still. When did this thing come out? It's still filling up the theater.
An air marshal springs into action during a transatlantic flight after receiving a series of text messages that put his fellow passengers at risk unless the airline transfers $150 million into an offshore account.
It's a typical Liam Neeson movie where he pretty much takes kicks ass and takes names single-handedly.
Yeah, like, I don't remember the guy until he was Obi-Wan Kenobi or whatever.
He was not Obi-Wan Kenobi. Oh! He was Qui-Gon Jinn, you idiot.
Sick burn!
Yeah, until he did that Qui-Gon Jinn role, I didn't think he was that much of an action hero, right?
Oh, I think...
Like, what did he ever do that was action-wise before that?
Oh, Taken? Taken 2?
No, that was after. Oh. Way after Qui-Gon Jinn.
Schindler's List?
Yeah, that's one of those great action movies of our time.
There's a lot of action.
Schindler's List.
He was in Star Wars, the Clone Wars.
The Lego movie.
Just sounded nerdy.
Anchorman 2. He was a History Channel.
He was a raccoon in the Nut Job animated show there. The Big C.
The A-Team.
Speaking of raccoons... Are we gonna talk about Guardians of the Galaxy?
Batman Begins.
Maybe not.
I don't even know what that means.
Remember the funny
Love
trailer.
Actually, the classic movie of our generation from the '90s or whatever.
You know what? I don't think I've seen Love Actually.
Oh, come on. It is the who's who of British talent. You have Hugh Grant, you've got that chick, you've got Liam Neeson. I don't know who Martine. You've got
looks
this
like Rowan
guy.
Atkinson.
This guy,
the
this guy,
corner.
This guy. Hold on.
Which
this guy?
Bill Nye.
What?
Bill Nye. I don't know.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Keira Knightley. This guy, Andrew Lincoln.
What?
Ring a bell.
No.
Yeah, from Walking Dead.
By the way.
Emma Thompson.
We're missing Walking Dead right now.
Yeah, you were showing a tweet deck earlier, and I saw something that might have spoiled Walking Dead for me. So.
Don't look at it. Don't look at Twitter.
Avert thy gaze.
Don't look at Twitter. Twitter's bad.
I love movies too, and that's what our podcast is about.
I'm going to see The Hunger Games. It's available for rent on.
It's good. It's a great
iTunes
movie
for $5.99.
You're going to love that.
Yeah, catnip Aberdeenus. Catnip
Aberdeen.
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 Netflix just released a parody movie for the first Hunger Games called The Starving Games. It looks really funny.
The Starving Games? Oh, Netflix is cool.
I think I'm going to look it up.
There was also something I saw, the Hungover Game or something, or something like that. Play on words or whatever.
That's the game I'm playing today.
Did you see Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis?
With the president?
Yeah. Didn't think it was funny. Everyone was talking about it. Didn't think it was funny.
It was okay.
Wait, what?
Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis?
I understand that. And the president?
Obama was on there.
Oh.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like it would be as funny as usual.
Probably
it was awkward.
Yeah.
I think Obama tries to be funny because he's supposed to be the serious guy, right? But clearly it's...
He even ums and ahs on that show. Like We got to talking the other day about humbling children in this day and age, the millennials who are entitled. And I said, well, maybe if what happened to them happened to what happened to me happened to them, they would reconsider and be more humble.
We like enter a cold war just to teach them a lesson.
When we were in grade 3, Stuart Gillott was jacking around in class. Mrs. Huckabee pulled his pants down, bare bum licking.
Oh,
right in front of the whole class.
Holy shit.
No problems from then on. We were church mice for days and days and days.
What year was this?
That was the 1970s, dude.
Jeez Louise. I guess.
Yeah. Bare bum licking. Boom.
Wow.
And that was humiliating for Stuart, but the rest of us thought, the next one could be us. So we're not doing nothing.
Yeah, there's no way that's happening.
For children, lickens means spankings.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so Wahlburgers. Are we doing this?
Sure.
The Wahlburgers bit. I want to talk about the show Wahlburgers because it's the Wahlberg family, and I think it's the oldest brother. He runs the restaurant, Wahlburgers, the original one. They're expanding all over. It's coming to Toronto. We talked about this before on the show. It's a restaurant based in the Boston area owned by Chef Paul Wahlberg. Chef Paul. And I guess a lot of people are getting hooked on this show. We're about 3 episodes deep into the Wahlburgers show.
Hmm.
You made a face. What was the face?
At that time.
You keep saying people are getting into it, but...
Have you seen it?
But I am people, and I'm not into it.
Did you see it?
He is people.
You didn't see it? I saw people tweeting about it. That's what I say.
Nice hat, Paul.
Nice hat, Donnie.
Click here for yours. All right.
You got Marky Mark.
I want a Wahlburgers hat. That looks cool.
Well, we're going to do it. Oh, $29.95.
Flex fit, though. Flex fit.
Flex fit. Explain to me what flex fit means.
Flex fit means it's like a pro fit. Like that's what the real...
You just used one word that I would ask you to define as well.
Well, everybody knows what a pro fit hat is. It's got no snaps on the back. It's pro fit.
Nobody likes the snaps. So tell me more about this.
Okay, so they have this family restaurant. They turned it into a reality show now.
Of course.
Which is, everybody's got one. Do you know that Donnie's going out with Jim Carrey's ex?
Oh, her. Jenny.
Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
Jenny McCarthy, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. And she's in the show. She's making appearances in the show, though.
Yeah. I also just found out, side note, that Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis are a thing.
What? You didn't know this?
That's been a thing for a while.
Oh, yeah.
That guy.
I thought he was dating Demi
Moore. He always
gets
everyone. They were married. They divorced, I think.
Oh. I'm out of the loop.
Demi Moore. Okay, so look at it. A Boston jersey, like a Bruins jersey with Wahlburgers. So anyway, I thought we could revive the other Wahlburgers' career. Marky Mark.
And the Funky Bunch.
Back in the day, rock star. The man was amazing. So Donnie had the New Kids on the Block. Arguably, he was the bigger star in that ensemble. Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch did Good Vibrations. And we would like to honor that amazing thespian's career right now with this beautiful song from his deep, dark, sordid past.
It's about that time. Yeah.
Feel it, baby. I get two. Sweat.
Yeah, we played the whole thing. Why? Because it's awesome. Come on.
Nobody's going to sit through that.
Are you kidding? I sat through it in my car the other day when I heard it on the radio.
What? It's on the radio?
It was on briefly. It's
who knew?
Are we going to watch a rage quit?
I wish. Aww. I need to go to the cable store and get a cable so we can feed it through the board so we can all hear it together.
So when we play stuff, then we can boom.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that'll be amazing.
To-do list.
Titanfall, the video game. Are you in?
Ooh.
Haven't heard of it. Entertain really? Me. Okay, so how do I play it? Is it N64?
I heard that the PlayStation just went up for $50 or something.
Louise. Something like that.
Because there's so much demand, they're going, oh, we can make more money, $50.
Of course they can.
There's,
boom.
There's a lot of demand. You can't find a PS4 pretty much anywhere. Yeah, Titanfall is an Xbox exclusive, though, and that's what they're... Because Xbox is losing right now. Xbox One is not sold as much as the PS4 has. But they're hoping Titanfall maybe change that one word.
Sparky. So your buddy got it already. Did he say it's awesome or not?
Yeah, he said it's great. He also said he wasn't going to get an Xbox One until Battlefront came out. He's a liar.
So Titanfall basically is like Transformers.
Nope, nothing like... Don't even...
It looks like Transformers!
Just don't.
It's very futuristic, yeah.
So basically it's a first-person shooter involving mech-based combat as well. But
that looks cool. That was a cool shot.
You just run around without a mech as well, be a Titan. Just be a pilot. So you can't fight a Titan head on, obviously, as a pilot. But if you use cunning and smarts and trickery and teamwork, you can take down a Titan without a Titan.
Yeah.
Apparently it's really balanced.
Like all other video games, you just keep shooting until something happens.
Confusing.
Keep shooting.
It's very confusing.
Enter your birthday. Why do they want that?
Because it's a mature game.
Oh, right.
So if you're 12, no dice.
No access.
Or if you're 14, but that doesn't matter.
So then you just pick a year.
My birthday on the internet is 1983.
Well done. Well done, Junior. Well done.
All right. So according to the Grease Board, I am contacting Leo Parry to bring in beer on Friday. I am contacting the great Randy Bolton to see if she can make it in on Wednesday or Friday. And Uncle Dwayne, I'm scheduling him in hard for whenever he can do it. And he's going to cover off You Can Call Me Al. And I'm also taking one for the team.
What?
And I'm going to contact Kim Mitchell one more time.
Yeah, well, you also did hurt us with that deal there. So
it wasn't me. It was him and his schedule.
Fix your mistake.
Sparky's schedule screwed
fix
the whole
your
thing
mistake.
To oblivion. That's
to be
thing.
Fair, it was Kim Mitchell who screwed us over. That was today.
I don't think we should use that type of language. That seemed a little harsh.
Yeah.
Screwed us over.
I almost bought patio lanterns. I almost bought some patio lanterns.
Oh, yeah.
Get ready for the spring season.
Yeah. You could deck out the deck.
I'm going to. It's going to be the outdoor podcast stage.
But can we do that? Because then all the neighbors are going to get crazy.
Well, this is why you need to clean off your poop deck.
You know what? The snow, the giant pile of snow that's been on that deck, it's shrunk so much, but we're still about a foot. And I got to go rescue my barbecue because we bought the whole house, but we had to leave the trampoline, the garden tools, and the barbecue behind.
Why?
Because they were frozen in.
Oh, yeah.
They're all jammed
sense.
Up. Yeah. They're all frozen in the thing.
I forgot about that.
And you know what?
Moving.
The barbecue. Let's talk.
Let's
discuss.
Let's.
So, you know the things that cover the burners?
Yes.
Mine are rusted to shit.
Oh, yeah.
And it's gross.
Uh-huh.
And then the grill is not great.
Yeah.
And I'm going,
preach it. Preach
should
it.
We get rid of it?
No.
Or should I replace that parts?
You just replace the parts. I was at a local store. They've got the replacement parts. You just need to know what size.
Yeah.
If maybe your size is not available, then...
it's gross. Like, I hate looking at it, and then I'm going, it's so heavy to move. I just like to bash it right where it is.
Well, let's talk about this for a sec. How long have you had said barbecue?
Got to be the whole length of time we were in that house. So
before that.
5-6 years, something like that.
See, I've had my barbecue for at least 10.
Oh, you're a hoarder. You're one of those guys.
No, it's like, just there's nothing wrong with it. Yeah, it's aged and you can tell and it barely stands. And the inner parts, like the grill cover and the grill thing itself, need to be replaced. But I don't think I'm going to ditch the whole barbecue. It still works.
See, I like your attitude. I like hanging out with you because my first instinct is just to throw it in the back of a truck and get rid of it.
I mean, yeah. I thought about that too, but then you gotta
have barbecue envy. A lot of my buddies have these sweet new barbecues.
Yeah, well, then you gotta buy new barbecue, then you gotta build the damn thing.
Oh, I'd never do that again, ever in my life.
Right? If you pay that much money, it should already come assembled.
I agree.
That's how I feel with the IKEA dresser that I want. It's like a couple $100s, but I'm like, I don't want to put that thing together.
No way.
It should come assembled.
Habitat for Humanity Restore, dude. You can get great dresses there.
Mm.
Yep. then there might be bed bugs in there, but that's the risk you're going to take.
Yeah, see?
Shelf paper.
Shelf paper?
Put the sticky stuff in there from the thing. Who's going to, that'll keep the bugs stuck
shelf
in there.
Shelf paper. Love it.
Okay, so here's the thing. Oh, my book. Oh,
don't say it. What's
look
happening?
Look at the covers coming off.
What did
already.
You do?
What is happening on my It's a Show book? My most coveted possession.
Look, it's coming apart.
How'd you do that?
I don't know.
Did you rip it?
Oh, no, here, it's open. It's an open sesame type thing.
I was like, to be fair, it only costs like $5.
Damn it. All right, so I think we're done.
Yeah.
Are we done?
That works for me.
I got to go to work. Like in about an hour.
So make sure you share with your friends and
do the thing stuff. With the thing.
Until next time, keep in touch.
Finger guns.